我非常感谢主的恩典。
I thank God for His grace.
是给我机会能够到西雅图来。
To grant me this opportunity to be with you in Seattle.
能够和大家一同领受主的话语。
So that we can receive together the word of God.
我们一同谦卑在神的面前。
So as we humble ourselves before God's presence.
我们打开我们的心。
Let us open our hearts.
打开我们的思想
Open our minds
我们一同仰望主
And let us look upon God
将他的信息赐给我们
So that we can receive what God will send
在过去的一天我住在这个何医生家里
I've been spending the past day at the house of Dr. Ho
他们夫妇两位说啊他们在二十六年前在香港听我讲道。
And they said that the last time they heard me was 26 years ago in Hong Kong.
我一听这个话呢，立刻就感觉实在很老了。
It gives me quite a sense of age, does it not?
但是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
神的恩典不改变。
That the grace of God never changes.
在我们中间有各种年龄的人。
And among us there are people of all age brackets.
有的是比我年纪还大
There are some that are older than I am
有的很年轻
There are others that are rather young
或老或年轻主的恩典一样
No matter what age God's grace doesn't change
我们也是活到老学到老
We also learn as we grow
特别是主的许下我们要继续的学学一辈子都是学
And it is a life process that's learning process especially in the Lord
在这几天我们要从诗篇里面来领受
These several days we will receive from the Psalms
诗篇实在是很宝贵的一卷书
The Psalms are indeed a very wonderful treasury
如果圣经里啊没有诗篇
If the Bible did not have Psalms
我们就会感觉这个圣经好像不大完全
Then we will feel a sense that it is incomplete
我们读诗篇的时候
When we read the Psalms
我们感觉到心里有共鸣
We feel a certain resonance with it
我们读到的话正是我们心里要说的话
We feel that what we read is exactly what we wish to say
这个诗人的经验也常常是我们的经验
And that what the psalmist has experienced is often what we have experienced
我们看见诗人在主的恩典中的领受
We see what the psalmist has received in the grace of God
我们要一同来查考这个诗篇
And so we will meditate upon the psalms
这六次的信息都是在诗篇里面
There are six messages and all of them will be on the Psalms
我希望在这几天里面大家也可以多多地看诗篇
And we hope that you will spend time reading the Psalms these couple of days
我每一次要用一个钟头
I spend 1 hour each session
我讲三十分钟这个黄姊妹讲三十分钟
30 minutes of which are taken off by the interpreter
如果想一个钟头就太长了分开想半个钟头半个钟头就短了
So you think 1 hour is too long Note that it is only 30 minutes long The sermon itself
今天晚上我们要看诗篇里面的对神的爱
Today we will examine from the Psalms Our love towards God
我们以大卫做代表
Here the representative of course is David
大卫领受神的爱
David has received of the love of God
他也实在有爱神的心
And he indeed had a love to God
他对神的爱有一个很大的接受的容量
He had great capacity and dimension in receiving the love of God
同时呢他爱神也是很大的容量
And he loved God in the same dimensions that he had received
所以神爱他他也实在回报了回应了神的爱
As God loved him, he reciprocated the love
有许多的基督徒啊不是那样
There are many Christians that are not so
神爱他们但是他们只爱自己
God loved them, but they only love themselves
神爱我我爱我
God loves me, I love myself
我有 5个儿子。
I have 5 sons.
第二个小的时候，我们叫他松松。
When the second one was young, we called him Song Song.
有一天呢，这个妈妈就问松松。
One day, his mother asked him.
他说：“松松告诉我，妈妈爱谁。”
Tell me, Song Song, the mother asked, who do you think mother loves?
松松说：“妈妈爱松松。”
And Song Song said, mommy loves Song Song.
妈妈说：“好，我再问你。”
Good, the mother said, let me ask you.
松松爱谁？
Who does Song Song love?
松松说：“松松爱松松。”
And Song Song said, Song Song loves Song Song.
妈妈爱我，我爱我。
Mother loves me, I love myself.
主爱我，我爱我。
The Lord loves me, I love myself.
有不少的基督徒是这样。
And that is the way many Christians are.
我记得我自己小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我自己的柜桶里面，抽屉里面呢，有两个碗，一个大碗，一个小碗。
There were two bowls in my drawer, a big one and a small one.
每次吃饭的时候。
And every time mealtime comes.
我要先看看这个。 这个餐桌上摆的是什么菜？
I had to first examine what was being served.
如果是我欢喜吃的菜呢， 我就拿个大碗来。
If my favorite dishes were being served, I'd go get the big bowl.
若是不欢喜吃的呢？
If the food was not what I liked,
就拿个小碗来。
Then I took the small bowl.
不同的容量。
Different capacities.
有时候我们接受主的爱和报答主的爱， 这个容量真是不同。
And sometimes we love the Lord and receive the Lord with different measures of scale.
我们接受神的爱这个容量很大。
We have great capacity when we want to receive God's love.
神的恩，神的爱，越多越好。
The more the better, God bless me.
但是我们爱神的时候呢？
But when we love God,
我们常常觉得，哎呀，我爱主太多了。
We feel that we are loving Him too much.
我奉献太多了。
I've offered too much.
我为主用的时间太多了。
I've spent too much time for the Lord.
不同的标准。
Different standards of scale.
大卫不是这样。
But this is not the way with David.
我们要看看大卫怎么样爱神。
Let us see how David loved God.
第一方面。
First of all,
大卫啊。 是爱神自己。
First of all, David loved God for himself.
他不是爱神的恩典过于爱神自己。
It was not the grace of God that David loved more than God himself.
他乃是以神自己为最高的爱的对象。
But the ultimate focus was the person God himself.
我们来看几节圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible.
诗篇第16篇。
Psalm 16
第5节
Psalm 16 verse 5
诗篇16篇第5节
Psalm 16 verse 5
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup.
耶和华是我杯中的份。
The Lord is the portion of my cup.
这个杯是什么杯？
What is this cup that it's talking about here?
很坦白地说，
Frankly speaking,
这个杯就是酒杯。
This is a wine goblet.
大卫的意思就是说， 一般的人呢，喝酒才满足。
David says here that most people get satisfaction from drinking wine.
但是大卫的满足是什么？
But what was David's source of satisfaction?
是耶和华。
It was the Lord himself.
不是酒。
Not wine.
是耶和华自己。
But the Lord Jehovah himself.
这是他描写他对神的感受。
This is the way he felt towards God and expresses itself.
17篇。
In Psalm 17.
15节。
Verse 15.
17篇15节。
Psalm 17 verse 15.
至于我，我必在义中见你的面。 我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，就心满意足了。
As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness.
大卫说，我醒了的时候。
David says, when I awake.
这个醒呢，是在永世里面醒过来的时候。
It talks about an awakening in eternity.
那个时候见到神的形象。
It is when one wakens to see God's image.
他就心满意足。
And he is satisfied.
他不是看见黄金街碧玉城在天家里面，他就心满意足。
He does not see golden streets and pearly gates that gives him satisfaction.
他说看见神的面。
But rather beholding the face of God,
他就心满意足了。
Then he shall be satisfied.
神自己是他的满足。
God himself is his satisfaction.
当然神的恩典很宝贵。
Of course, the blessings and grace of God is very precious.
当然神的祝福是很宝贵。
And God's blessing is very precious.
但是神自己更宝贵。
But what is more precious is God himself.
有一节圣经
There's this one verse
我从前不明白
That I failed to understand before
在一百二十二篇
Psalm 122
一百二十二篇第二节
Psalm 122 verse 2
一百二十二篇第二节 耶路撒冷啊我们的脚站在你的门内
Psalm 122 verse 2 says, Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
我读到这里的时候心里想,
And when I read upon this, I started to think,
这节太平淡了,
Such an ordinary verse.
我们的脚站在耶路撒冷门内,
Our feet shall stand within Jerusalem's gates.
这有什么好讲?
So what?
我的脚不在门内就在门外不在门外就在门内有什么好讲?
My feet is either within or without, so what's the point?
好像太平凡的没有什么特别的意义
It seems such a trivial
一直到有一天
Until one day
我明白了
I understood
我在1964年第一次到圣地去
1964 when I first visited the Holy Land
这个飞机在圣地降落的时候
And when the plane started to descend
这个旅客乘客就下飞机了
And all the passengers disembarked
我注意到其中有一位
And I noticed there was one
他的脚一踏到地上的时候
The minute that his feet landed on ground
他整个的人呢都跪下匍匐在地
He put his whole body prone on the ground
他的面他的身体都伏在地上
His face, his entire person was prone
他然后啊就用口这个亲这个地
And he kissed the ground
哎呀我看见的时候
And when I saw that
我立刻知道他是一个以色列人
I realized that he was an Israelite
一定是生平第一次回到祖国
And that would probably be his first time to his native land
所以他心里很激动
So he was very thrilled
也他爱他的祖国
He loved his homeland And he expressed that love.
不理别人
Regardless of everybody else.
他心里充满了最深的、最强的感情。
His heart was filled with the deepest and utmost emotions.
如果那个时候他说
If at that point of time he said,
祖国啊，我的脚踏在你的土地上。
My feet have landed in this land, my homeland.
你想这一句话里面的感情如何
Can you feel what would be expressed in those token words?
在这里大卫这样说
And here David is saying
耶路撒冷神的城啊
O Jerusalem, city of God
我的脚站在你的门内
My feet stands within your gates
表面看很平凡
So trivial a verse it seems
但是里面有很深很真的感情
And yet laden with such sincere emotions
大卫爱神自己
David loved God himself
他爱神的时候大卫啊有一个表现
There's one expression that David shows when he loves God
就是他心里充满了神忘记了自己
And that is his entire heart is filled with God and he has forgotten himself
有一节圣经很宝贵
There is this one very dear verse
撒母耳下
Second Samuel
六章十四节
6:14
撒下六章十四节
Second Samuel 6:14
在这里我们看见大卫、啊、把 神的约柜接到他的城里面去。
Here we see that David has received the Ark of God into his city.
在迎接约柜的时候，
and in welcoming the Ark,
他就像一个小孩子一样跳起舞来。
David was just exhilarated and danced like a child.
他什么都忘记了。
He had forgotten everything.
他忘记了他是王。
He forgot that he was king of the land.
他心里充满了对神的感谢。
All that filled him was thanksgiving to God.
充满了神的爱。
He was filled with the love towards God.
其他的都忘记了。
He had forgotten everything else.
他像个小孩子一样跳起舞来。
And he danced just like a little child.
有人说这件事没有什么太特别。
And people have said that that is nothing spectacular in itself.
当时的风俗就是这样。
That was the current tradition and custom, was it not?
一个人高兴起来就跳舞。
One danced when one was happy in those days.
但是事实上不是那样。
But in fact, it is not so.
因为下文告诉我们。
Because right away, the verses tell us.
这个王侯啊，为这件事轻看大卫。
David's wife, the queen, because of this, despised the king.
批评他。
And criticized him for doing this.
可见这件事很不平常。
So you can see that what David did was not usual.
王后不了解大卫。
And the queen could not understand David.
大卫对神的爱的那个感受很深很深。
She could not understand how deeply David felt this love towards God.
他的心被神的爱充满。
His heart was entirely filled with the love of God.
忘记了自己。
And he had forgotten himself.
我现在要问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you this question.
舍己和忘记这两样比较起来，哪一个在这个爱上面的程度更高呢？
When we are comparing the extent of love of denying oneself or forgetting oneself, which one would rank more?
我不晓得大家的这个答案怎么样。
I don't know what your answer would be.
但是我自己的感觉。
Personally speaking,
舍己很好。
It is good that one denies oneself.
很难得。
It is rare, in fact.
很少人呢，真正的舍己。
It is a very rare event that one can truly deny oneself.
但是我们仔细地分析舍己的时候。
But if you analyze this self-denial,
我们发现呢里面呢还有一点勉强的成分。
You will find that there is this element of being a mandate.
但是忘记呢不同了。
But self-forgetting is different.
是心里充满了对于被爱者的爱而完全忘记自己。
It is a total forgetting oneself because one has received this love.
这个是自然的。
And it is a natural response.
这是可享受的。
And it is a source of enjoyment.
有喜乐的。
It is filled with joy.
所以这个忘记是个爱更高的一个水准。
So we see a higher standard of love when one forgets oneself.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
世界上实在有许多人爱主到一个忘记的地步。
That there are many, in fact, that love the Lord to the extent of forgetting oneself.
这个自己是个很强的天性。
The self is a very strong natural element.
人人都是爱自己。
Because everybody loves themselves.
但是有的人呢，真是舍己又忘记。
But there are some people that are able to deny themselves and to forget themselves.
有一次有一群的飞鸟。
There was a flock of birds once.
他们是候鸟，在迁飞之中。
And they were in the process of migrating.
大家知道这个这种鸟的这个迁飞的天性很强。
We know that this migrating instinct in these birds are extremely strong.
什么都不能够止住它们不飞。
And nothing can deter them from migrating.
但是这次呢，在它们飞的时候，有两只鸟停止了。
This time during their flight, there were two birds that stopped.
一个是母鸟，一个是小鸟。
There was a mother bird and a young one.
他们就落在一个这个农田里面。
And they alighted on a meadow.
这个小鸟啊受伤了。
The young one was injured.
不能飞了。
And he could not continue to fly.
这个母鸟呢？
The mother bird.
它的天性是要飞。
Had the instinct to go on flying.
但是她很爱这个小鸟。
But because of her love for her young.
所以她也停止了。
She had to stop too.
因为它里面呢有一个爱更强的一个天性。
Because inside her was a stronger instinct, that of love.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的爱是最强的爱。
That the love of God is the highest force of love.
当这个爱进到我们心里的时候
，And when that love enters into our hearts,
我们产生了一种回应。
We generate a response.
我们爱主。
We love him too.
甚至于到舍己到爱己的地步。
To the point of self-denial and self-forgetting.
在上一个月。
Last month,
我在 New Jersey.
I was in New Jersey.
有一次住在一个牧师家里。
And I was living at a minister's house then.
这个牧师呢，他原来有他的 PhD degree.
This minister had in the past earned a doctorate.
他有很好的这个工作。
And had a good career going for him.
但是主呼召他。
But the Lord called him.
把自己献上给主。
That he would dedicate himself to the Lord.
全时间侍奉主。
Into full-time ministry.
他接受这个呼召。
And he responded to that call.
把自己摆上。
And he laid himself up.
他进了神学院。
And he entered in seminary.
现在做一个很好的牧师。
And now he's a minister for the Lord.
我发现他的教会很兴旺。
He has a church that is growing.
满了弟兄姊妹
and it's filled with brothers and sisters.
我住在他的房间里面
I lived in his house.
他的家很小
It was a small house.
没有地方给我们住
There was not room enough for guests.
就把他的 study 给我们住
So we lived in his study.
还是我和滕师母第一次住在人家的 study 里面
It's the first time my wife and I lived in someone else's study, in fact.
感谢主
But we thank God.
有许多的人实在爱主
There are so many people that truly love God.
大卫爱神的第二个表现
The second expression for David's love to God.
他因为爱神呢，就欢喜亲近神
Because of his love to God, he delights in drawing near to God.
我们看一百二十二篇
Psalm 122.
第一节
Verse 1.
一百二十二篇第一节
Psalm 122 verse 1
人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去我就欢喜
I was glad when they said unto me Let us go into the house of the Lord
这是大卫写的
Here this is the word of David
大卫听见人说让我们到神的殿去
Someone is saying to him Let us go into the house of the Lord
让我们去亲近神
Let us draw near to God
他一听见就欢喜
And having heard this David was glad
真的爱是吸引的爱
True love is a drawing love
真的爱是洁净的爱
True love is an attracting love
如果你说你爱某一个人
If you say you love someone
但是你不欢喜和他在一起
But you do not particularly like to be with that person
没有人相信你真爱那个人
Then it is hard to believe that you truly love that person
两个人真相爱的时候
But when one truly loves
就算全世界都离开了他们 也不孤单
Even if the whole world left them, the two would never be lonesome.
他们在一起就满足了。
Because just being together is fulfillment itself.
那是爱。
That is love.
大卫爱神也是这样。
And this is the way David loved God.
大卫是王。
David was king of the land.
王很忙。
He was a busy man.
我想他是当时整个的国家里面最忙的人。
He was probably the busiest man in the land.
他的事务很多很多。
He had many duties.
但是他找到时间亲近神。
But nevertheless, he found time to be near God.
你看他在诗篇里写了许多诗篇。
You see all these psalms that he wrote.
这是个证明。
That is evidence itself.
诗篇里面证明他爱亲近神。
That proves that he truly loves to draw near to God.
这个是真爱神的保证。
That is an assurance of his true love to God.
如果我们爱神。
If we loved God.
我们一定欢喜亲近神。
We will be glad to draw near to him.
我们的情形怎么样
But is it so?
是不是很容易一些任何的事都可以拦阻我们亲近神
Are we easily distracted from drawing near to God?
我记得在香港的时候
I remember in Hong Kong
在星岛晚报看见一个一篇短短的文章
I saw this article in the evening newspaper
这个文章说
And the article said
有一个男孩子写信给他的女朋友
There was a young man that wrote a letter to his girlfriend
他在信里面呢 表达他的感情。
And in his letter, he expressed his love.
其中用了一句成语。
And he used a Chinese saying.
海枯石烂，此心不变。
He said that the oceans and rocks may disintegrate, but this heart will never change.
Yes, 这个很好听啊。
Sounds beautiful, doesn't it?
但是到了最后，这封信结束的时候。
But in the final closing of his letter,
他说。我明天来看你，如果不下雨的话。
Said, if it doesn't rain, I'll be there to visit you tomorrow.
我怕他的女朋友收到这封信呢，不是太相信他的爱。
And I think that the girlfriend would find it hard to believe that his love was as true as stated.
一阵雨就把爱冲走了。
It doesn't even withstand a rainstorm, does it not?
我们爱神怎么样？
How do we love our God?
我们亲近神怎么样？
How do we draw near to him?
是不是一点点的问题，一点点难处，我们就不亲近神了？
How much does it take for us not to draw near to God? A slight problem, a small difficulty?
大卫真是有爱神的真实的表现。
Here David shows us truly the expression of true love.
我们看大卫爱神第三方面的表现。
Then we examine the third expression of love.
大卫因为爱神呢，所以要荣耀神。
Because David loved God, he wanted to glorify God.
八十六篇。
Psalm 86.
十二节。
Psalm 86, verse 12.
八十六篇十二节。
Psalm 86:12.
主我的神啊，我要一心称赞你，我要荣耀你的名，直到永远。
I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore.
这是大卫的话。
These are the words of David.
神啊，我要荣耀你的名，直到永远。
I will glorify your name, O God, forevermore.
这是他的决心。
This is his determination.
是不是单单有决心呢？
Is that enough?
他有实际的表现吗？
Does he have actual fulfillment of what he has chosen to do?
有。
Yes, he does.
我举两个例子。
Let me give you an example.
证明这是真的。
To prove that, in fact, it is so.
第一个例子。
First of all,
大家记得。大卫面对巨人哥利亚的时候
Remember the time when David faced Goliath the giant?
这个年轻的大卫很勇敢的就跑上去
He was this young and valiant lad, David, that greeted the giant.
为什么他这样勇敢?
Why was he so courageous?
为什么他不怕巨人?
Why was he so undaunted?
有一句话叫我们了解那个原因
The reason is given in the verse.
在沙上撒母耳记上
In 1 Samuel
十七章
1 Samuel 17
四十六节
Verse 46
十七章四十六节
In 1 Samuel 17 46
在这里告诉我们大卫一面跑上去一面大声地呼喊
It tells us that as David charged forward he was crying this out
他说我要全世界都知道以色列的神是真的神
That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
这是他心中的一个愿望。
This was a desire of his heart.
这是他要追求的。
And this is what he pursued.
他要荣耀神。
He wanted to glorify God.
要全世界都知道耶和华是真神。
So that all the earth may know that God is the one true God.
这个热切的愿望给他力量。
And this desire in his heart granted him the strength.
是他勇敢，什么都不怕。
So that he was courageous and totally undaunted.
也许大家听说一个宣教士。
You've heard probably of the missionary.
很出名。
That was very famous.
到非洲去传福音。
And went to Africa to preach the gospel.
名字叫 Mary Slessor。
By the name of Mary Slessor.
也许我们中间有人读过她的传记。
Maybe some of us have read her autobiography.
她小的时候住在苏格兰。
When she was small, she lived in Scotland.
她性情很怕羞。
She was a very shy person by nature.
每逢客人来到她家里的时候。
And every time there were visitors in the house,
她就藏起来了。
She would run and hide.
但妈妈找不到她。
And her mother could never find her.
她怕见客人。
Because she was afraid to meet these visitors.
但是她长大起来的时候。
But after she grew up,
她把他的心奉献给主。
She dedicated her heart to the Lord.
后来他 决定做宣教士。
And later on decided to become a missionary.
到了非洲去。
She went to Africa.
为主做了很大的工作。
And did wondrous works for the Lord.
她过世的时候。
At her death.
她的差会就是这个 London Missionary Society.
The London Missionary Society which sponsored her.
要派二十个弟兄去接她的工作。
Had to send 20 brothers to replace the work of this one woman.
20个弟兄要接一个姊妹的工作。
20 brothers it took to replace the duties of this one person.
可见他为主做了多么大的工作。
So you can see how much work she did for God.
一个怕羞的软弱的姊妹。
This weak and timid sister.
因为爱主。
Because of her love for the Lord.
被神的爱充满。
Because of her feeling of the love for the Lord.
被主的爱激励。
And of the constraint and encouragement by this love for God.
把自己奉献。
She dedicated herself to God.
竟然有那么大的能力。
And in the end showed tremendous power.
为主做那么大的工作。
And to work so much for God.
大卫很年轻。
David too was young.
但是他有一个热切的愿望
But he had this fervent desire
要荣耀神
And that he would glorify God
所以他特别的勇敢
So he showed extra courage
第二个证明
There's another example that proves
大家都记得
It's, We all remember
大卫至少有两次的机会杀扫罗
There were at least twice that David had the opportunity to kill Saul.
很容易就杀了扫罗。
It was so easy for him those opportunities just to get rid of Saul.
但是圣经告诉我们大卫没有杀扫罗。
But the Bible tells us that David indeed did not kill Saul.
为什么？
Why not?
他说一句话。
He said,
他说我是谁？
Who am I? He says.
我怎么能够伸手伤害耶和华的受膏者呢？
That I should lay hands upon the anointed of the Lord.
他想到神。
He thought about God.
扫罗是神膏立的。
Saul was anointed by God.
我怎么可以伤害他？
Who am I to lay hands on him?
当时啊，大卫面对一个选择。
Here was David faced with a choice.
很不容易。
And it was a difficult choice to make.
很不简单。
It was not an easy choice.
一方面是杀扫罗。
On the one hand, to kill Saul.
一杀扫罗，他可以做王。
Because he'd be king right away then.
另外一方面
，the other hand，
就是尊重神，不杀保罗、扫罗。
Honor God and not kill Saul.
哎呀，他要选择。
And he had to make a choice.
这个选择，我再说，真不容易。
And let me repeat, the choice is exceedingly difficult.
哪一个人不想做王
？Who did not want to be king?
机会来了
Here is the opportunity
这么容易可以杀掉扫罗
And it was so easy
如果是你是我
Had it been you or I
我们怎么样
What would we do
我们肯把两只手把王的地位送掉吗
Are we willing to just pass this chance of being king away by our own two hands
当大卫面对这个选择的时候
And when faced with this choice
他选择了荣耀神
David chose to honor God.
Yeah, 这个真不容易。
And that was very difficult.
这是他爱神一个很强的表现。
And this is a very strong expression of his love toward God.
他把神放在第一。
He placed God in the first place.
其他的都是次要。
Everything else became secondary.
哎呀，我们想到这里，不能不受感动。
And we cannot but be touched by this.
如果我们很恭敬讲一句话，你是神，我是神。
If we very reverently say, if you are God, I am God.
我们有这样一个仆人。
And we have this servant.
我们怎么对他
？How would we treat this type of a servant?
我们一定会待他好。
We would treat him very well indeed.
恩待他。
And we would treat him graciously.
这正是神对待大卫。
And this is the way God treated David.
最后神把他放在宝座上。
And in the end, God raised him to the throne of Israel.
圣经说。
The Bible says,
尊重神的，神必尊重他。
He that honors God, will God honor also.
这是一个很好的证明。
And that is enough evidence.
我们再看。
Let us go on.
爱神的第四方面的表现。
The fourth way that David expressed his love toward God.
他因为爱神，就爱神的家。
Because David loved God, he loved the house of God.
我们看第六十九篇。
Psalm 69.
六十九篇。
Psalm 69.
第九节。
Verse 9.
大卫说，因我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me.
这里中文圣经和英文圣经有一点分别。
Here there's slight difference between the English and the Chinese interpretations.
但是基本的意义是一样。
But the basic meaning is the same.
字句不同。
Just the text slightly different.
但是意义是一样。
The meaning remains the same.
大卫说。
Here David said.
为了神的殿，他的心里焦急。
That for the house of God, his heart becomes so stirred and worried.
好像火烧一样。
As if burned by fire.
两个意思。
Two meanings.
第一是关心。
First of all, it shows concern.
第二，热心。
Then it shows enthusiasm.
这个火是关心的火。
Here is a fire kindled with concern.
也是热心的火。
And a fire burnt with zeal.
他爱神，所以关心神的家。
Because he loved God, he loved the house of God.
如果我们爱主，
If we love God,
我们一定爱主的家。
Then we too would love the house of God.
就是教会。
And that is the church.
如果教会有问题，
If there's problems in the church,
我们很着急，
We are concerned,
很担心，
We are worried.
如果教会蒙恩，
If the church is blessed,
我们很快乐，
We rejoice.
这是一个敏锐的感觉，
That is a very sensitive response.
是从爱里面生出来的，
And that is generated because of love.
大家都知道这个，加尔文、约翰、张·凯尔文。
We all know John Calvin.
他是宗教革命的领袖之一。
A leader of the religious revolution, one of the leaders.
他在他的书上，在他的信上，常常打一个印。
He often gave an emblem in his letters or the articles he wrote.
他这个印呢，有一个图案在上面。
There was a graphic in that emblem.
就是。一只手，手上有一颗心，这颗心在燃烧，这个手举起来献给神。
A burning star in a palm that was raised towards God.
A heart, a burning heart.
A burning heart.
在手里面。
Inside a hand.
举起来奉献给神。
And the hand is raised in dedication to the Lord.
他用这个印。来提醒他自己。
This emblem was served as a reminder.
让他想到这是我对神的态度。
So that he would be constantly reminded that this would be his attitude toward God.
感谢主。
Praise God.
他的心也真是这样向着神。
Because indeed that was the way his heart was toward God.
一个燃烧的心。
A kindled heart.
大卫爱神。
David loved God.
他的心有爱的热心的燃烧。
And his heart was similarly kindled in flames for love.
我们为这样的人感谢神。
For this person, we thank God.
大卫为了神的殿奉献很多。
David offered much to the house of God.
在历代之上。
In 1 Chronicles.
29章。
Chapter 29.
第一段里面。
In the first part.
提到大卫这样说。
David is said here
他爱神的殿,
that he loved the house of God
所以他奉献,
and therefore he offered
奉献很多,
and he offered in abundance
三千他连的金子,
3,000 talents of gold
七千他连的银子,
7,000 talents of refined silver
这是他乐意的奉献,
and he joyfully dedicated to God
一个爱神的人
And the person that loves God will naturally be concerned with the house of God. A person that is concerned with the house of God will naturally offer in, joyfully. Offering is a matter of love. For a person that does not love God, offering becomes quite a problem. It hurts to give.
奉献一点他觉得太多了。
You give a little bit and he feels it is way too much.
他是一个爱主的人。
But a person that loves God,
他欢欢喜喜的慷慨的奉献。
Gives generously and happily.
在香港的培灵会。
There was a spiritual meeting in Hong Kong.
有一次有一个西教士讲做讲员。
There was a missionary that was a speaker.
他的中国名字叫贝素凯牧师 Mr. Frame.
Mr. Frame, who was a missionary.
他是 OMF, 从前的 CIM 的一个宣教士。
He's a missionary from OMF.
他讲了一个事实。
And he told about an incident.
他是加拿大人。
He was Canadian born.
他说多年前呢。
He said that many years ago.
加拿大有一个青年。
There was a young man from Canada.
有一次他参加一个宣教大会。
He went to a missionary convention once.
受感动。
And he was very touched.
回家以后。
After he went home.
他就祷告。
He started to pray.
应该为这个拆船工作奉献多少呢？
He wanted to pray to ask God how much to give towards this mission.
他祷告了半个钟头。
He prayed for half an hour.
最后决定奉献五块钱。
Finally decided that he would offer $5.
那个时候五块钱也不少。
In those days, $5 was a big sum of money.
这是几十年前。
That were many years ago.
但是第二天。
But the next day,
他的女朋友来看他。
His girlfriend came to visit him.
他就和女朋友一起出去。
And so they went out.
他为了女朋友用了$30。
And he spent $30 on his girlfriend.
Mr. Frame 说, he spent $30 on his girlfriend without any prayer.
And it was spent without prayer.
这是他的这个 actual wording 啊，我没有改的。他最后说，这是个爱的问题。
This is a matter of love.
爱，所以就慷慨。
Because of love, one is generous.
真的爱一定慷慨。
True love is itself generous.
大卫爱神。
And David loved the Lord.
所以他很慷慨的。
Therefore, he gave generously.
我们再看。
Let us go on.
大卫爱神的第五个表现。
The fifth expression of David's love toward God.
就是他因为爱神，所以爱神的百姓。
Because he loved God, he loved the people of God.
我们看16篇第3节。
Psalm 16 verse 3 tells us.
16篇第3节。
Psalm 16 verse 3.
论到世上的圣灵，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
Psalm 16 verse 3. But to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight.
大卫很爱圣灵。
David loved the saints.
圣灵就是耶和华的百姓。
Meaning the people of God.
大卫爱耶和华，所以爱耶和华的百姓。
David loved God and therefore he loved the people of God.
大卫说他们又美又善。
And David called them excellent.
是真的吗？
Is that so?
以色列人是又美又善吗？
Were the Israelites indeed excellent and fair?
不错，他们中间有一部分是又美又善。
There was probably a portion of them that were excellent and fair.
但是我相信很多犹太人呢，又不美又不善。
But I dare say a large proportion of them were neither fair nor excellent.
但是大卫看他们可爱。
But David saw, took delight in them.
因为他爱神。
Because he loved God.
在神的眼中
In God's eyes,
他的百姓他的孩儿女们是可爱
His children, his people are indeed a delight
我们可爱吗
Are we lovable?
我们是天父的儿女
We are the children of God
我们可爱吗
Are we lovable?
我们如果自己打分数
If we were to grade ourselves
我们有多少分呢
How much would we get?
刚才唱诗的时候
The hymns that we sang earlier
我们给别人打分数
We can grade other people
但是在神的面前
But before God,
我们为自己打打分数。
We can only grade ourselves.
我们这些属神的人。
We that belong to God.
我们是不是又美又善的人？
Are we indeed excellent and fair?
我们真是讲不出这句话。
In fact, we find it hard put to say so.
但是感谢主。
But we praise God.
在他的 爱的眼中看
that in the loving eyes of God,
我们是美的善的
we are good, we are excellent.
为什么这样
Why?
两个意思
Two meanings.
第一
First of all,
爱改变人的样子
Love can transform one's appearance.
第二
Secondly,
主是以将来的眼光看我们。
God views us with a perspective from the future.
将来我们在天上。
That in the future when we are in heaven.
我们脱离了肉体。
When we have been released from the physical.
那个时候我们完全的。
Then we will be perfect.
我们离开了一切的罪。
We have passed away from sin.
我们得到属灵的身体。
We have spiritual bodies.
那个时候我们又美又善。
Then it is that we are excellent and fair.
所以神在基督里面用将来的眼光看我们
So it is in Christ that God views us with a perspective in the future
同时现在呢神已从耶稣基督的爱里面从他的宝血下面看我们
And at the present God views us through the blood of Christ
看我们也是美好的
And because of this we are viewed as excellent
我们的罪都得些赦免
Our sins have been forgiven
基督的宝血遮盖我们一切的罪
The blood of Christ has covered all blemishes from us
如果我们爱一个人
If we love someone
我们就会注意他的优点
We will start to pay attention to the strength of that person
我们就觉得他很好看
We will see how attractive that person is
一个不好看的人也看他好看
Even if the person is not attractive at all
这是爱
That is love.
主用他的爱的眼光看我们。
And God views us from this perspective of love.
大卫就是这样的看以色列人。
This is the way David views the Israelites.
他们是耶和华的百姓。
They were the people of the Lord.
他爱耶和华。
And because David loved the Lord,
所以他爱耶和华的百姓。
David would love the people of the Lord.
如果我们爱主。
If we love God,
我们就会爱基督徒
we would love fellow Christians,
是我们的弟兄姊妹
our own brothers and sisters,
我们就欢喜和他们来往
we would like to fellowship with them,
我们就有团契生活
we would have a body life,
彼此的帮助
we would help each other,
彼此的代祷
and we would pray for each other,
彼此的勉励
we would encourage one another,
这样交通的时候
and under this type of fellowship,
我们一起更爱主
we will love the Lord as one body even more,
最后
finally,
大卫因为爱神，他的心和神合而为一。
Because David loved God, his heart was united to God's.
我们看九十七篇。
Psalm 97.
第十节。
97 verse 10.
九十七篇第十节。
Psalm 97 verse 10.
你们爱耶和华的，都当恨恶罪恶。
Ye that love the Lord, hate evil.
这是大卫的话。
These are the words of David.
爱耶和华就应该爱神所爱，恨神所恨。
If we love the Lord, we will love what God loves and hate what God hates.
所以爱是同心。
So we are of one heart with God.
爱一定产生了这个心灵的合一。
Love will necessarily produce unity of the heart.
我们爱神，我们的心和神的心相合。
If we love God, then our hearts will be unified with God's.
我们以神的快乐为乐。
When we will rejoice in what God rejoices in.
以神的忧伤为忧伤。
And we will grieve over what God grieves over.
恨神所恨。
We will hate what God hates.
爱神所爱。
And love what God loves.
这是真的爱。
That is true love.
所以保罗大卫说：“你们爱耶和华的人，都当恨恶罪恶。”
The words of David here says, "Ye that love the Lord, hate evil."
因为耶和华恨罪恶。
Because the Lord hates evil.
这是一个爱的证据。
That is the evidence of love.
有证据，大卫真是这样吗
？Now, with all this evidence, is David truly the way he is?
是的
Yes, he is.
大家记得大卫有一次跌倒。
We remember the time that David fell.
跌倒得很悲惨。
And he fell very grievously.
落在大罪里面。
He committed great sin.
但是后来他悔改。
But he repented.
为什么悔改
？Why did he repent?
我们看那个原因。
Let us see the reason.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
第十一节。
Psalm 51, verse 11.
五十一篇十一节。
Psalm 51, verse 11.
不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面。
Cast me not away from thy presence.
在这里我们看见。
Here we see.
大卫最怕的是离开神的面。
That what David feared most was to be away from the presence of God.
他在犯罪以后
After he sinned,
他最大的痛苦就是和神的面离开
His greatest agony was that he had turned away from the face of God
他和神交通断绝
And that he had no longer any fellowship with God
他和神的那个密切的关系被破坏
His intimacy with God was destroyed
当他犯罪的时候
After he sinned,
他的心暂时麻木了
His heart was for a while numbed
罪能够使我们的心麻木
And sin is that indeed has this effect of numbing our hearts
但是后来大卫慢慢他的心醒过来
But he awakened
他的心破碎了因为他发现他破碎了神的心
And his heart was broken because he discovered that it was God's heart that he had broke
现在他悔改
And so he repented
他和神的关系恢复
He wanted to recover this relationship with God.
立刻他心里有了喜乐。
Immediately he had joy.
所以下面十六节。
Verse 16 goes on and tell us.
第十五节，十四十五。
Verses 14 and 15.
神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪。我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
他一离开了他的罪，立刻他的赞美的口又开了。
The minute he left his sins, his mouth started to show forth praise.
他心里又充满了神的同在。
And his heart was once again filled with the presence of God.
充满了喜乐。
Filled with joy.
充满了见证的歌声。
Filled with songs of witnessing.
最后他说。
And in the end he said.
十七节。
Verse 17.
神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
The broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
这是大卫悔改的动力。
Here is the motivating force of David's repentance.
还是神的爱。
God's love still the same.
感谢主。
Praise God.
在大卫的身上。
And in the person of David.
我们实在学了爱神的功课。
We see and learn the lesson of loving God.
诗篇非常宝贵。
The Psalms itself is a treasury.
求主帮助我们更爱主。
May God help us to love Him more.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们每一个人用一分钟默默祷告。
We'd like to spend 1 minute so that each of us can have the opportunity to pray alone to God.
我们为了神的爱感谢他。
We will thank God for loving us.
我们也省察自己爱神的心。
And we will examine how well we have loved God in return.
我们默默祷告。
Let us pray quietly.
为了大卫的爱感谢你
Lord, we thank you for David's love
但是我们为了你自己的爱更加感谢你
But we thank you even more for thy love
主啊我们每一个人都接受了你的爱
For all of us that have received of your love
永远的爱
Of your never changing love
是我们不配得的爱
How much we are unworthy of thy love
是拯救我们的爱
A love of salvation.
从永远到永远的爱。
A love from eternity unto eternity.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们也愿意更加的爱你。
And we desire to love you more.
主，我们过去缺少爱主的心，求主赦免我们。
We ask for thy forgiveness in the past where we have failed to love you.
主啊，愿你的爱激励我们。
We ask that your love will continue to constrain us.
使我们每一个人都追求，都学习更加真实的爱主。
So that each one of us can truly try to learn to pursue to love you more.
就是听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我请大家为我祷告。
I'd like to ask you all to pray for me.
因为我上风了。
Because I've caught cold.
我的声音有点哑了。
And my voice is turning hoarse.
所以我要慢慢讲，很小声讲。
So I cannot raise my voice nor my speed.
这个 microphone 帮助我很大。
I am very grateful for the microphone.
不然今天晚上都不能讲。
Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to speak.
如果放开声音，明天就没有声音了。
Because if I spoke anything louder than I would, then I wouldn't have any voice left tomorrow.
好。我不晓得你们有没有听得清楚，这个 microphone 是不是清楚？听得清楚。
I wonder if everything was clear.
也许明天早上我还要这样小声讲。
Maybe tomorrow I will have to still resume this volume.
我希望这个伤风赶快好，这个不要喉这个失掉声音就拦住了。
I hope I won't lose my voice.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.